Galaxy Audio presents The No Gun Man by L. Ron Hubbard. Chapter 1, Blood Feud. The stage whirled across the dusty plain, leaving towers of yellow dust hanging from the intense sky. Flattened into a straight line by speed, the six horses tore through gullies and over knolls, past red pinnacles and around gray boulders. Across sagebrush flats and alkali sinks they raced, urged on by the curling, talking whip of the driver, who seemed with each pop of it personally to throw the stage forward at a still greater speed than before. The driver wasn't bearing the news of holdup or rebellion. He was carrying the person of Monty Calhoun, and in that act, he seemed to find a savage exultation, which expressed itself whenever he got a chance to glance back with rheumy old eyes over the coach top under which said Monty was riding. Now and then the driver would let out a sound halfway between a railroad whistle and an ailing bull's bellow, but which, if you gave it attention, would turn into a raucous song. It had something to do with somebody laying somebody else in his grave. The emphasis which the driver gave these words and the meaning he put into his glances back and down were obviously related. In the coach, shaken up like a die in the hands of a losing gambler, rode Captain Terence O'Leary of the 7th Cavalry, a young man and a proud man who was, for the first time, taking something like law and order into the superstition country. Beside him sat Monty Calhoun, a much less resplendent, but somehow stronger man.
"What the devil is he bellowing about up there?"
complained O'Leary, desperately trying to keep a suitcase from falling on him and not fall himself into Calhoun's lap.
"Jesse James, that's old Darby up there. He never could sing."
"I must say, you seem to know everything and everybody. But if you call that singing, you've got a lot to learn about music, my boy. How much longer will we be on this confounded ride?"
"Until we get there. I sure don't see why you were so anxious about it."
"I am young, and unless I break my neck riding this coach or get poisoned by the slop they've called food at these stations, I yet may rise to great."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?